Warning, the Chit Show podcast may contain explicit or vulgar material that might not be suitable for work, people with thin skin, or those under the age of 18. You have been warned. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Chit Show.
That's fucked up.
DJ Easy Dick.
It's Saturday. You ready to do this shit?
Por la vida. Por la vida. What's our intro song? The Black and the Beans. I mean, this is my, yeah, definitely my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. R.I.P. Young Mac.
Might just turn around to 180. I ain't politic and I ain't kissing no baby.
The devil on my doorstep. I'm in a vibe.
Shady.
Don't trip.
We don't gotta let him in.
Don't trip.
Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go.
Don't trip.
Yeah, okay, cool as fall weather.
I'm feeling good, man.
Hey, man. You know, a little bit of Jamie.
It's Saturday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in a vibe.
Here we are.
I was gonna play a little bit of music.
Yeah, I'll have two scoops.
Hope everybody's feeling good out there. It's gonna be out here, bro.
Hey, man. Welcome to the West Side.
The West Side. West Side.
It's good to have you in the crib. It's been a little while. I've been meaning to do this, record this pod, and here we are.
Bitch, I ain't done.
Running back.
Nah, it's Saturday, bitch.
We're in here. Let's not till I die. Black and the Bean, episode 17,642. Feeling great. How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chit Show podcast. I am your host, Leo Cardona, a.k.a. DJ Brute, a.k.a. the obnoxious motherfucker you were listening currently on your earwaves.
Oh,
I am joined today by a special guest, one of my great, 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 close, bestest friends in the whole world.
Present.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Christian Digby.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here, Leo.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty well, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your soul is dog shit. Everything about you is ugly.
Thank you so
you
much.
You are worse than the witch's piss in the wind.
Thanks. Thank you. You heard it from the mouth of babes. How you doing, man? How you feeling?
Doing quite well, man. I have a little fucking Jameson in me, so excuse me if I slur, but
no, fuck, it's okay.
You know, the words will blur.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I'm down for that a lot.
Yeah, man. It's good to have you on the West Side. It's been a minute. had a damn good time last night.
Yes, yes. I appreciate you having me. Yes, ladies. Guys, we went out to, was it Q's?
Q's Billiards. Q's
Billiards.
Yes, yes.
Over here on the west side of L.A.
Yes, yes. Wilshire Boulevard.
Yes, we got into some drinks.
What's it called? Foosball?
Some foosball.
Got our ass beat by a couple of beautiful young women.
Yes, there was a duo of ladies, and we got our asses handed to us in foosball.
Yeah, yeah. They're professional soccer players from the UCLA team, obviously.
Oh, you fucker. I hope so.
Dude, that's why
my
we love.
Pride. But yeah, I got to play some foosball, played some pool.
Yep, yep.
Boogied to the dope jams that were provided by their staff there.
Yes, 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 yes.
And headed on home after that.
Then play a little bit of Super Smash Brothers.
That was great. Yeah, nerded out. You know how we do.
You know. Ganondorf is definitely my new character.
Oh, yeah. This guy went buck wild.
What was it, 17? 17? Stock 5, 17 kills?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it... Was it? Yeah, that was your highest.
Yeah, not to brag or boast or anything.
You know, no big deal. It's whatever, you know. But we were getting down on that, having some drinks, a little JMO and apple juice.
Mm-hmm. The new thing.
It was great. Woke up this morning, had some steak and eggs,
and tater tots.
Delicious. Breakfast of champions.
Treat yourself. A wise man once said.
You got to treat yourself. Oh, let me turn that up a little bit. Oh, but anyways, we're happy to be here. Happy to be in LA, kicking it. We woke up, did the damn thing, here we are. And it's just so great to be with you, man. You're my boy. I've known this guy since 2009.
Shit, that's over a decade.
Hey,
over a decade. What was it? Was it like a EDC? Was it a Nocturnal? Was it?
It was one of those big ones. I just remember that you had purchased the tickets for both myself and Denise.
Oh yeah,
my girlfriend at the time.
Oh yeah.
How I met. Like you guys were gonna buy her tickets. And then she was like, oh, but what about my boyfriend, Leo? And you guys were like, we
what
got him, too.
What the fuck? No, my reaction was, who the fuck is that? Then I met this fucking harlot, and we've been friends ever since.
Zing. Harlot. And yeah, we've been friends ever since. We bonded through the bloody beetroots. And
they
our affinity and love for
me
them.
Bob Riefel,
and him.
Riefel.
Hey.
Hey, Kylie on the scene.
Kylie in the building.
Hey, what up, Kylie?
Want to say what's up to some of the people?
You want to say hi?
No.
No, you Stony Baloney, Kylie? Yeah, she just did the cute little.
Kylie's on her way out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's the housemaid, Kylie.
Give it up for Kylie.
What up? We love you, Kylie.
You're the best.
Yeah. Be safe. Make good choices.
That is one of the housemates, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, shout it out.
Only on this show.
But yeah, the Bloody Beetroots, man. That's that was our like bonding. Yeah.
We've seen them quite a few times.
I consider it our Grateful Dead. Yeah, we're like deadheads, but beetroots. Do you remember that time you what was it, that Instagram competition?
Oh, no. I entered in a competition through his website, The Church of Noise. And we got to see Bob Riefel play like two or three songs.
At the Gibson
spot where the, you know, Gibson guitars.
And on what? Whose piano?
Liberace's piano.
Liber motherfucking Liberace.
All shiny as shit.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then we got to meet him.
Yeah. Decent cool dude. Guy. Decent dude. Decent. Not a shitty human being.
Nope, not at all. Really, really humble.
Who's your least favorite DJ, personality-wise?
Personality-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I've got it.
Who do you got?
Young Stevan Aoki.
Okay.
For those that don't know, that's Steve Aoki.
Steve, yeah.
The icing king, the one that throws cakes at young fucking bitches. unwillingly. He's just a jerk.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Datsik.
Oh, Creeps McGee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The young Bob. Yeah, the young Bill Cos. Yeah,
fuck that guy.
Yeah, dude. You're a fucking professional DJ. Do you really have to GHB, bitches? Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, so, yeah, just no. I don't even want to
so if you're hearing this, that.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, we don't like your kind around these parts.
So yeah, we've been to many an event. Shit, Coachella.
Oh, so many coaches.
EDC. The last party.
The last EDC in Los Angeles. Yeah,
this is true.
Yeah. Do you remember when Little John? What did Little John say? To prevent the people from trampling others.
If you see a motherfucker climbing the fence. Pull that motherfucker down. Yeah. Lil John saved
EDC. Lives. Yeah.
Lil John saved EDC that year, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, yep.
That was beautiful.
Yep. Thank you, Afrojack.
Good times. Yeah, thanks, Afrojack, for bringing Lil John on. Oh, man. But good times, man. Good times are had. Good times are always had here with my buddy, Chris. You're the man. Let me get a little applause for my guy.
Oh, you spoil me, Bean. You spoil me, man.
Give me credit where credit is due.
Hey, man, you bring the best out of me. I don't really like people, just in general. They piss me off.
Touché.
And you piss me off the least, bud.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. For those listening, Leo's nuzzling the mic.
I feel so loved.
Hey, man. Hey, this is family, bro. This is family.
Good times, man. Yeah, but this is my boy. I wanted to bring him on. I was hanging out. I was like, you know, we've been trying to do this for a while. We were planning on having Marlon on, who is also a housemate of Digby's.
Yes.
And he works in a lot of cool stocks and cool things. I'm not going to say anything yet because eventually we'll get him on the show and I'll have Chris back as a special guest again.
No spoilers.
And then we'll have Marlon and we're going to get down some shit. I ain't going to say yet. What yet?
Ooh, you got something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. That's gonna be a real good one. I might get down on some JMO for that one.
Oh no, he didn't.
The good episodes come out. a little bit of the sauce. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of the sauce.
A little tips.
But shit, man, dude, how's your world been? Anything new in life?
Just been traveling, man. Honestly,
I like it.
I just hit my 6th continent. I think there's 7 of them total. And
okay.
Fuck Antarctica. Like, ain't no cute penguins down there. Yeah. My little brother and I, we did a little going back to the motherland tour.
Dude, journey to Africa.
Yeah. I think we did Cairo. We did a little bit of Marrakesh. We did a little Cape Town.
Okay.
And then ended it in Madrid. Good times, man.
Did you learn anything new on that trip?
Bitches be crazy.
You didn't already know that?
No, man. It took a different continent. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter.
So it's a different kind of crazy.
International crazy is different from American crazy.
Touché.
Yeah. There's definitely a melting pot. Definitely a melting pot in Cape Town. Pyramids were crazy. Festivals, Marrakesh are dope.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was good. It was good.
That's awesome.
It was good. But other than that, man, I mean, trying to stay sane in this crazy ass city we live in now. God damn, man.
It's rough out here. It really is.
A wise man once said, you know, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Oh.
Test and loves. Are we good now?
Mang. Did you ever see that picture of that dude that was in Hustle and Flow and T.I. Together? And it was like, oh, man, the level of Mang in this picture is insane.
So much Mang. So much Mang. You call that shit Simba. Oh, too easy. Mang. Too easy. Cut that out.
No, I'm leaving that shit. Man.
So what's been up on your end, Leo?
Bro.
You've been busy, huh?
I have been just working. It's been really nice. Really nice. Change of pace. It was slow there for a second. It was a little rough, but now I've been working with this great company. And a lot getting put on the calendar. I'm not going to say much.
Oh,
shit. A lot to talk about, but it's good things.
Good things
are coming. And nice. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Really trying to push the DJ thing. Really trying to go with that. I'm in the works of landing another desert event in April, at the beginning of April. The homies at Subculture, shouts out Subculture, are going to be throwing a desert event called Mr. Clean's Desert Adventure. And
sponsored by
Subculture, where you can get your underground music needs. Subculture, we're for the people.
Ding, ding.
Anyway, so they're throwing an event, and I'm trying to get into that, and it's almost a certainty. Well, not a certainty, but it looks like it's going to happen.
Nice.
Looks like it's going to happen right now.
What are you going to be spinning?
I'm not sure.
We're talking house. We're talking disco. We're talking gypsy trap.
I'm trying
We're talking
to,
like...
For like events like this, I try to stay in... A realm.
Oh, so top 40s. We're talking.
Or I try. No, that will not. That will
69,
not. Oh gosh, that
Blue
will not.
Face.
That, oh my gosh. Fuck
Creed.
Yeah.
Who else does he?
That will
love?
Not go over well at the underground. I would get. They would stomp me to death and then throw me out to die.
Not on my watch.
But I'm either gonna go with like I've been rocking funky house and new disco.
Oh, that and you. D-I-S.
Yes.
C-O.
Or Neo Disco is some stuff is being called. And dubstep, trap, and like bass music.
Ooh.
And halftime.
Okay.
That's my shit.
Do you remember the Hudson and the Gotham, speaking of bass music?
Yes.
Oh, the old stomping grounds?
The old stomping grounds of the Hudson and Gotham. Yes. That was those were some crazy times.
What was that, like 2010?
That was 2002. I think that was 2009,
right?
I want to say 2009. I think it was 2009.
Holy actually, you're wearing this shirt from when Aoki signed it and spun.
Yes.
Fuck him, he's a douche, but nice guy. Who else was there that night? Wasn't it 16-bit?
Well, on the Gotham side, because there were two sides, it was like two buildings, but that were separated by a big wall, and then they just leave the door open, the doors open between the two, and you can go in between both fucking buildings.
That's how buildings work.
The Hudson side was fuck you. The Hudson side was always like the house and dance music and techno.
That's where like Wolfgang Gardner was spinning.
And, electro house and all that stuff. That's where all them would spin.
Yeah.
And then on the Gotham side, that was usually the bass music or sometimes like hard dance, depending on the event. This event, it was dubstep.
And who did they 16-bit, bring out?
16-bit, 12th Planet, MLK, fucking... I think there was one more.
The Grime Kids came out.
Oh, it was. There was a fucking full on mosh pit during 16-bit set.
Yep.
When they dropped Chainsaw Calligraphy, everyone lost their shit.
Yep.
And
totally tober, by the way.
People. People were definitely on one and two.
On one.
On one, like Obi-Wan, like they were on some Jedi shit.
Yeah.
And
the Force was strong that night.
Woo. that was a very fun night, and memories. Shouts out to the Hudson and Gotham.
Yeah, man.
Before it went to shit.
Yeah, I don't think they let us back, and I don't think they let us back over there.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's like offices now or something.
Yeah, they
like
shut
that.
Us down.
There's a lot of partying in San Bernardino County, San Bernardino Riverside County.
Can't see it here.
Yep. Oh man. But good times you had. Yeah, I mean, dude, like, fucking talking about, speaking of fucking events, dude, did you check out, like, the lineup for Coachella?
I did, man. And I told myself I would never go back. I did 5 years in a row. I think you were there for a good two or three of them.
Yeah.
I told myself I'd never go back. Like, I almost went the Beyonce year. Not for Beyonce, but for the chicks that
you
like
know. You
Beyonce.
Wanted to go for the B,
dude.
I went
she's
for
the high.
Phenomenal.
Oh, she's great, but I went for the high, not the B. But yeah, this lineup is pretty good, man. I mean, it's never gonna compare to the 2012 year. Like, remember Zombie Tupac? Remember when Tupac came back from the grave and was risen during Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg set?
Yes.
I fucking cried. Oh, also Totally Tover.
There were people who actually thought that he was actually there.
Yeah, that
like
was
they were
me.
Like, that wasn't a hologram, that was actually Tupac.
Damn it, Leo, that was me.
Oh my bad.
We were just far away back enough. So that I hate you so much.
I love you.
I love you too. But yeah, Totally Tover. Zombie Tupac came back that year. Saw fucking Radiohead. And Jesus, Jackmaster Eats Everything, Seth Troxler, and Scream.
Ooh, that was a phenomenal set.
Yeah, and then Umitant. Shout out to Rochelle. I got to give kudos to Rochelle.
Racha. We love you.
Love you. Thank you for showing us the light.
Yes.
But yeah, this year is going to be good, man. I'm an actual fan of Travis Scott. Don't get me wrong. That little, what was their new album?
Jack Boys.
Garbage. But.
Jack Shit Boys.
But come on, man. Tom York. Come on. Travis Scott. Danny freaking Elfman. Like, one of the greatest composers.
I got to zoom in on this bitch.
Use your zoom. Oh, bad, not good.
Check this shit out. So we got Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, I mean, come on. That's just like a given.
Calvin Harris, Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels? I didn't even.
Rex Orange County, Megan the Stallion.
No, not a fan. That's all.
Big Bang.
Big Sean.
Brockhampton. Big Sean.
Oh, Chicano Batman.
King Gizzard, ooh. Lizard, and Lizard Wizard. City good. Girls. What? Louis Capaldi, Madion, Charlie XCX, Lane 8, Grizz.
Wait, are you just going to list all of them?
Fuck yeah, Chicano Batman. Oh yeah, I guess we'll just look at the one. Yeah, let's like. The Martinez about, brothers.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be in Yuma, of course.
Yo, Yuma. Damian Lazarus, Fire, Toki, little young Toki monster. Cashmere Cat, Eric Murillo. Oh.
YBN Cordae's on this.
Okay, Mala. Oh.
That's a different one.
Oh, wait, it's not Dub Mala?
Nah, that's with 1A. This
ew.
One's with 2.
I don't like that Mala.
You might.
Too many A's.
Eric Murillo, Cashmere Cat, Beach Bunny, Tyga. Or is that... No, Tyga's with a Y.
Oh, Peggy Goo. Oh, my God, Techno Queen. Dude, the Umitant. I don't think I'm going to leave the Yuma tent this year.
So Saturday they got Travis Scott, Flume, Tom York.
Disclosure.
21 Savage. Danny
and it's not
Elfman.
A Disclosure DJ set. That's a live set.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It doesn't say DJ.
Yeah. And Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman.
Composer of, come on, Beetlejuice. Batman. Batman Returns. Mm-hmm. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yo.
Oh, some.
DaBaby. So it's going to sound like the same song over and over and over.
I don't know who that is.
Summer Walker. I'm surprised to see her. She's been in a lot of hot water because people have been complaining about her live shows.
What is a Summer Walker?
She's like an R&B singer.
Damn.
Like a soul R&B singer. She's a singer.
These crazy kids and their new musics. Wait, is that Madlib? Freddie Gibbs and Madlib.
Caribou. Sway Lee. What? Black Coffee. Jai Wolf.
Hot Chip.
Roddy Ricch. I didn't notice that one. Huh? That's
bad, good. Bad, not good.
Chami. Yeah. Oh, that one's going to be good.
Yeah.
Hot Chip. Carly Rae Jepsen?
Wait. Is that the...
Is that... Call Me Maybe.
How's it go, Leo? How's it go?
I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Appropriate.
DJ is that Cozy? Freddie Gibbs a Mad Lib. Hell yeah, bad, not good.
That's
let's
all
see.
I see.
Dorfmeister, I think, is pretty dope.
Wait, what's that Bibadobi? I'm going to Google that just for the like namesake.
B-A-B-A-D-I. Bibadobi.
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 Everyone, you have homework. You have homework. Look up Bibadobi.
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 Bibadobi. Bibadobi. So that's Saturday, the ones that stand out to me. There's a whole, okay. Of course, me, I'm going to make a playlist and listen to in the mall, even though I'm not going to see them all. So I'm not gonna, probably not going to do that. So Frank Ocean is headlining
and
Sunday.
He's back. My funny story.
Okay.
It's my little brother's ex-boyfriend. Sorry to call you out like that, JD. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Trying to get some free tickets. Yeah.
Well, shit. Look out. All right. Well, Frank is going to be headlining fucking Sunday. Shouts out to Frank Ocean and crew. Lana Del Rey. Lil Uzi Vert.
Pass.
Daniel Caesar.
Fuck with Daniel Caesar.
FKA Twigs. She's pretty big.
Yes.
Marina.
Muramasa.
Louis the Child. Ari Lennox. Fatboy Slim.
Classics.
Banda MS, I don't know who that is. Lil Nas X, okay. Muramasa. Duck Sauce.
Oh, shit. Isn't that,
That is A-Track.
And, what's his
name? Armin Van Helden.
AVD. Oh, wait.
AVH.
AVH. AVH.
Armin Van Helden.
Damn, they're bad.
And A-Track.
Oh, Slander.
Jesse Reyes, Slander, Denzel Curry, J.I.D. Ooh.
Nice. That'll
Duke
be good.
Dumont.
Duke.
Yup.
Bedouin. Oh my God, Bedouin is like that festival, like trippy house. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Doja Cat.
Oh, that's my baby mama. Shout out to Doge.
Hayden James, Monolink, Dom Dalla. All right.
Altin Goon.
Sampa the Great.
Black Pumas. Oh, and Altin Goon, that psychedelic Turkish folk rock.
Tight. Latrell. All right.
Oh, and what's popping at the Do Lab this year?
Detlef. Don't know yet. They have not announced anything.
You're not gonna give anything to the streets, Leo?
I am not privy to that information.
He's a liar.
I am not a liar.
He knows.
I do not know.
He's not sharing.
I am not privy to that information until they announce on social media and shit. I don't know shit.
False.
Don't know anything.
False.
Nope. And they don't even tell us who the special guests are. Until the day of the show.
False.
So, I'm sorry. I can't tell you. But yes, the Do Lab, right down there, as it says, large-scale art installations by the Do Lab. But the Do Lab is basically just another stage, and that stage is the best stage at Coachella.
Why is that the best stage at Coachella, Leo?
Because we have...
Water cannon!
We have dope lineups. We have water cannons. We have a great sound system. We have shade.
Oh.
And the structure itself is always beautiful, and the show that the Do Lab puts together and coordinates is just fantastic.
Well,
and I love working with them.
Coachella is a better place because of your presence and the time you take to make the Do Lab.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
And the Do Lab also at Coachella is a great, great little taste of what you can get at LIB.
Are you going this year?
To LIB?
Yeah.
Working it? Yeah, I work it every year.
Oh, shit.
Did I work Coachella and LIB every year?
Thanks for the invite, dick.
Don't have that kind of pull, guy.
You're not my buddy, friend.
You dick. But yeah, dude, I mean, speaking of LIB, let's look at that fucking lineup.
What's popping on the lib tip?
Now, I didn't see this lineup until they released it. To the world.
False.
Dude.
Look, I'm the one person that will call Leo out on his bullshit on a consistent basis. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Use a dick. Oh, here it is. That.
Got him.
Damn,
shit. Is that James Blake?
Is that a blurry...
Oh, God damn it. Dude, I got traveling to do. I'm supposed to go to Turkey this year for freaking Aaron's wedding. Ugh. I can't keep doing these festivals.
Oh, you see this? You see this?
Is that so? For those listening, Leo is playing, rubbing his nipples together super slow. No. Oh, no, no, my bad. That's a small violin.
Yeah. Yeah. Dick. Okay.
Boot.
The lightning stage, Catronata.
Catra.
Sylvanesso. Grizz. Purity Ring. Fortet. Big Wild, John Hopkins. Emancipator. Doja Cat. Empress of
Baby Mama.
Lion Babe. Crooked Colors. Wahada. Jarena DeMarco. Gone, Gone Ooh. Beyond.
Excellent pronunciation.
With Lucent Dossier Experience.
Oh, those are those like festival clowns that like flip around and like.
It's going to be dope. And that's just the lightning stage. My stage.
Wait, are you Thunder?
Thunder. Featuring a special.
Thunder, James Blake.
James Blake DJ set.
Cats.
Amon Tobin presents Two Fingers.
DJ Shadow.
Noisia. And this is going to be great because I think Noisia is calling it quits. Like, this is their out.
Wait a second.
Peace out. Shit.
This is better. I'm sorry. So far, this is a better lineup than Coachella did.
Yeah, and we're not even at the other ones. Keys and Crates, DJ set. Drolo, The Funk Hunters, they're dope. Minnesota, Eprom, Schlump, Antennae.
Antennae.
Is it say medicine set? What does that mean?
They serve medicine during this.
Oh, cool. We're going to get fucking drugged. Mersive, Jonas, and Shield live. I don't know who that is. Loki Showcase. Mm-hmm. Featuring Frameworks, Tor, Toma, Zebler, and Kanti Experience. The Librarian.
Librarian, sick.
El Papachango. Fuck yeah. Shouts out Diego.
Wait, is that Diego?
Diego's the man.
I didn't know that was his name. El Papachango.
El Papachango.
Only está la biblioteca.
Delamoon, fuck yeah. Ahi, 100 drums. Shouts out to my girl. Yo, Gabby. Yo, 100 drums is the ish. You guys need to go check her out. Follow her on social media. She's going to be at LIB. Make sure you don't miss her set. She's dope as fuck. Shouts out to the B-Side fam. B-Side LA, we love you.
Yo, what up, Murat?
Shouts out to Murad. We love you, brother.
That's 5 years strong.
Yes, your brother for life. We love you. But yeah, go check out 100 Drums. And Oak, I'm excited for that. Naughty Princess. Ooh.
I don't know what it is, but I'm already a fan.
Woogie Stage. Nina Kravitz.
Oof.
Bob Moses. Club Set. Stefan Bodzin. Justin Martin.
Jay Mart.
Art Bat.
Shout out to Dirty Bird.
Kyle Watson. Romare. Soul Clap. Ellie and Fur. Kidnap. Justin J. Fuck yeah, shouts out Justin J.
Yep.
He's a real cool guy. Armin Moran, Hodge, and shouts out his girl. She spun last year too. She rocked it.
Really?
Yeah. MAGA, DJ Holographic, Khaleesi, and Sarah Crace. Rybo and Lubelski. Jesse Wright, fuck yeah. Shouts out to Jesse Wright. Shawnee, fuck yeah.
Don't know
shouts
them.
Shouts out.
Don't know them.
They're cool. You should check them out. Thursday opening artist, the Desert Hearts Lakeside Launch Party, of course.
The best with DJ crew in the United States. I'm just going to say it. And also throws the best party.
Oh, and Joe K of Solection is going to be doing a special 4-hour set at the Stacks. Shouts out to the Stacks family. Rafa, you're the man. Shouts out to you. Oh, my gosh. Guys, Lightning in a Bottle is going to be great.
Okay, so if you had to pick one, what festival are the fans going to this year?
I'm not done.
Oh, there's another? But wait.
There was another festival that I plan on going to.
There's more.
Oh, it's Bonnaroo 2020 in Manchester, Tennessee.
Tennessee. We out there for Tennessee.
What just happened?
That's Lightning in a Bottle.
It's denying me my glory, guys.
Leo is not very good with the googlies.
You know what, dude?
Look, somebody's got to break your balls.
Get out of here.
Okay, I'm over it.
Peace, bro. Here we go. Is this it?
That's it.
Is this it?
As your consigliere and your friend, that is it.
Oh, yes. 2020.
Oh, shit. Tame Impala, Janelle Monáe, Snoop Dogg.
Hold on.
Oh.
We got to zoom in because I'm blind.
Where are your glasses?
On my face.
I can't see anything without my glasses.
I can't see a goddamn thing. You didn't know that? What the hell's wrong with you?
Are you farsighted or nearsighted?
But you like your friends. Neither. I have keratoconus. It is a degenerative eye disorder where my corneas are thinning out at different rates.
Holy rusted metal, Batman.
Yeah, I have to get like therapy and shit, or worst case scenario, a cornea transplant.
Here, you can have one of my corneas.
So, June 11th to the 14th, I'm probably going to go to this for my birthday. Manchester, Tennessee.
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala for Friday.
Old Skrillex. Skrillex.
Janelle Monáe. Snoop Dogg. Kesha. Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. Rez. Sugar Ross. Rose. Mastodon. Fuck yeah. Lotus. Danny Brown. Muramasa.
K-Tronada again. Yeah.
Sharon Van Etten. Lovely the Band. Who else? Beats Antique. Fuck yeah.
Ooh.
Rusko.
Young Chris.
Shouts out to Chris Mercer, our boy.
Our boy. Okay. The coolest DJ on planet Earth. Like the nicest human being.
He's really cool. He's a really cool guy. Really nice guy. Miss going to GML's with him and getting down some bomb ass sandwiches. Raven Lanae, she's dope. Who else is here? Charles the First. Anyway. I'm sorry. What? Travis Scott, My Morning Jacket, two sets. Dave Chappelle.
Wait, hold up. Dave Chappelle.
James Bay, Lizzo, Porter Robinson, Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Skrillex Super Jam Redux. Skrillex is doing the Super Jam? What?
Oh, that's just going to be a back-to-back-to-back with Flux, Troy. Oh, Troy Boy?
Tyco, Isaiah Rashad, dope. Shaka Khan.
Wait.
Carly
like,
Pierce.
Shaka Khan.
Flux Pavilion, King Gizzard and the Lizard
Wizard.
I
can't stop.
Sophie Tucker, Drive-By Truckers, Troy Boy, Sabrina Claudio, Kyle, The Interrupters, The Glorious Sons, Shmolo, Tank and the Bangas, The Midnight, Matt Zoe. Ooh, Matt Zoe.
Is that Zoe with the ZH?
Z-O.
No, I don't like him.
Dolly Parton.
Sunday. That's bucket list shit right there. Like, bucket list.
Vampire Weekend, Tyler the Creator, Alicia Keys, Zed's Dead.
Young
baby. The Giant, Slightly Stupid,
what?
Rosalia, Rex Orange County, Galactic, Fisher, Earl Sweatshirt, American Football, Smith and Thel, Mr. Bill Gates, Billy Kenny.
Wait, Billy Kenny?
Yeah, right there, Billy Kenny.
Oh, shit. Golf clap.
Thursday, the Grand Ole Opry featuring guests, Ganja White Knight back-to-back Boogie T, JPEG Mafia, Black Tiger Sex Machine, Papa Dosio, Boogie Trio, Houses, Aquios. I don't know any of these other ones.
I don't know.
Zeke Beats. Oh, Zeke Beats is dope.
Whoa, Beach Bunny. I like those.
That's Bonnaroo.
So as a responsible adult, I've got to pick my battles.
Is this real?
I think this may be the one. Like,
is that real though? I would have sworn I saw Tool.
Wait, Tool the band?
I would have sworn I saw.
In Manchester, Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I would have sworn. Oh, it's a mock lineup.
Oh, son of a bitch! You fuck. See, I told you. False.
So this one is not this one. It's this one.
See? I call him out on his bullshit. I sainted it. Is this a rumor thread? Or is this actual factual?
No, this is the real one.
So
I've
you
seen
just
this
played
one.
With my emotions for the last 4 minutes.
Oh, I'm about to. Dude, just you wait.
Oh, Post Malone. Stoked.
So,
oh, shit.
The Grand Ole Opry featuring special guests. There's Space Jesus back-to-back E-Prom back-to-back
slump.
12th Planet.
Wait. Is this the actual lineup?
This is the actual lineup.
Okay, people. We've got facts.
Okay, E-Prom. Dorfex Bose. That's Thursday. Now for Friday, Fish, Childish Gambino, Solange.
Quite possibly our favorite rapper.
Brockhampton, Grizz, RL Grime, Beach House, Grizz Super Jam, Nightmare.
Gojira,
Girl Talk.
Ooh, I haven't seen Girl Talk in a while.
Catfish and the Bottlemen, Liquid Stranger. There's Medicine, dope. Ducky, Mersive, Crooked Colors. And that's all I know from that one. Saturday, Post Malone.
Wait, Lola Kirky. Oh, don't forget about Lola Kirky.
I don't know who that is.
She's one of the, she's the actress from, what's it called? Mozart in the Jungle.
Oh,
also
shit.
A great folk, Dolly Parton-ish.
Okay.
I thought I was seeing Dolly Parton. I must say I'm a little upset.
Yeah. Saturday, Post Malone, Odessa, Hosier, Casey Musgraves, The National, The Lonely Island.
The oh, Lonely what? Island.
Zoo with an H, Z H U.
Shoe, as we pronounce it.
Or shoe, sorry.
Shoe.
Shoe, I have a problem. I'm sorry. John Prine, Juice WRLD. What?
Meh. But
not happening. Joe Russo's Almost Dead, Gucci Mane.
Gucci!
Jim James, Full Band, Grammatic.
Nice.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Dope. Space Jesus, Toki Monsta.
Toki. Sunburns Beast.
There's a New Breed Brass Band. And that Saturday that I recognize, but there's a whole bunch of other ones that I'm going to check out, of course.
So wait, so what you're telling me is Dolly Parton is not playing?
No.
So there's no Dolly Parton. No, you're just playing with my emotions?
Yep. Sunday, Fish 2 Sets, The Lumineers.
Nice.
Cardi B.
Your favorite.
Brandi Carlile. Illenium. Walk the Moon. Mac DeMarco. Dope. Lil Dicky.
Dicky. G. Jones.
G. Jones. Trampled by Turtles. Hey, yo.
Dude, that was a Coachella we saw, though.
Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers.
Yep. That's that baby making music right there.
The Soul Rebels. AC Slater. Dombreski. Bombino.
I don't know how, but They Found Me is also playing on Sunday, bottom right corner. I'm excited for that set. So yeah, as a responsible adult, I've got to pick my battles. Which festival would you suggest going to? Bonnaroo, Coachella, or LIB? If you had to pick one.
I think I'd have to go with Lightning in a Bottle.
Is it because of the proximity, the lineup? Like, what are your factors to this choice?
Huh.
Like, don't get me wrong, Bonnaroo is probably the better lineup. Tame Impala. I'm still a little pit. Wait, is that Tenacious D? It's Tenacious D on the lineup?
Jeez, what fucking lineup is the real one?
He did it again, guys. He's a fucking fibber. All right. So, this is third try. We're going to go the actual lineup. I'm so butthurt right now. I thought there was Tenacious D. I thought there was Childish Gambino.
Here it is.
No. I don't believe him. Don't believe him.
Grand Ole Opry.
He's a liar. This is not. He's literally just naming his Spotify playlist.
No, this one's
right
real because look, it's on Twitter. Look, Bonnaroo.
Because Twitter,
right there.
Twitter never lies.
And it's confirmed. It has this check next to it.
Twitter never lies.
This is Bonnaroo.
This is why I don't trust people.
This is Bonnaroo. I'm gonna cut all that other shit out. Fuck that bullshit. I'm cutting all that shit out.
Tell me, dude. I had some zingers, though. Oh, my God.
Okay, so Thursday, the Grand Ole Opry featuring special guests.
Oh, my God. Wait. Okay, Leo. I gotta
In
ask,
alphabetical order. What?
Is this the lineup for Bonnaroo?
This is the real lineup for Bonnaroo.
Like, not fiction?
Not fiction.
So no Dolly Parton?
No Dolly Parton.
No Childish Gambino?
No Childish Gambino.
It was just like malarkey lineup?
It was all malarkey.
It was fan fiction?
Fan fiction.
Damn it.
Not real. So, Thursday. Grand Ole Opry featuring special guests. That was true still.
Yo, 99 Neighbors, dude. They're fucking incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ezra Collective, the Funk Hunters, dope.
Funk Hunters, yes.
A whole bunch of other people that I don't know, but I'm sure it's great because Bonner booked it.
Dude, Scary Pool Party sounds like a fun time.
Nice. Friday, Tool. There's where Tool is. See, there was Tool. See, so I knew it was, I thought, you know, I'd seen the real one before. Nice. Miley Cyrus.
Bass Nectar.
He was there when I went to Bonnaroo last.
Yep.
The 1975, Run the Jewels.
Run it.
Glass Animals. Yep. Young the Giant. Megan the Stallion. Boo. Tipper. Brittany Howard. Primus.
What? Primus is back?
Dude. Dashboard Confessional.
Hey, no judgment. Kind of like Dashboard Confessional. Right?
Fuck yeah, dude. Big Wild. Ganja White Knight. I'm excited for that. Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. Hey. Ikali. Sudden Death.
Thank you.
The Big Gambino.
Wait, so Childish Gambino isn't playing? No.
So Lizzo on Saturday.
Who's
Flume.
Who's Lizzo?
Oysterhead. Tenacious D. Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. DaBaby, Seven
King
Lions,
good.
The Super Jam with Sylvan Esso,
Nelly performing Country Grammar, Troy Boy,
Subtronics, Denzel Curry, JID, The Growlers, Moody Good, fuck yeah.
Okay. I don't know the rest
of these. That's it for
Saturday. June 13th.
Sunday, Tame Impala, Lana Del Rey. Vampire Weekend, Leon Bridges,
Damn,
Young Thug, Rez, Grace Potter, Flogging Molly.
Oh, I think some babies are going to be made on Sunday, dude.
Boombox Cartel, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Peekaboo, St. John.
LS Dream.
Bonnie and Clyde. And that's it. That's Bonnaroo.
So are we 100% sure this is the actual lineup?
It is. This was posted from the verified Bonnaroo Twitter account.
False.
Nope, there it is.
Oh, God damn it. He's right. Okay, I'll give him this one. So, now that there's clarification as to what the lineup is, what festival would you go to if you had to choose one? Would you go to Coachella? Would you go to Bonnaroo? Would you go to LIB? And why? Damn, this is him breathing heavily to think.
I think I'd go to Lightning in a Bottle.
Why?
Because just, I don't know, the lineup to me is more enticing and I feel like I'd have more fun at that festival. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of great acts at the other two, especially Bonnaroo. Well, Bonnaroo's close. It's a close one. I'm going to Bonnaroo either way.
Bonnaroo is a far. It's in fucking Tennessee, dog.
But it's amazing. I've been to Bonnaroo before. I know the climate. I know the land. I know what's offered, the food, the different places that are there, because it's different vendors.
So still LIB over Bonnaroo?
But, yeah, LIB, the experience of LIB. What's up, girl?
Guess who's back?
back again.
Kylie's back. Smoking weed. Guess who's back?
Shouts out again to Kylie.
Yay, new housemate.
Yeah, and the thing is the experience at LIB and even for the same reasons, like the food and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I love that at LIB as well. There's some places that are just amazing that I would go back to. It's great. But the experience and what they offer. Like, it's not just that. Like, that lineup that we read is three stages. That's the three main stages.
Gotcha.
That's not including the Grand Artique. That's not including the rest of the lineup for the Stax or Favela or some of the other stages. Or the Jive Joint, which is a staple at fucking Lightning in a Bottle. Used to be at Coachella all the time. Isn't anymore.
Oh, the old Jive Joint.
Yeah, the fucking like little house that they'd sit on the porch and they'd play like songs and shit. And it had the white picket fence that everyone could walk in and sit in the yard.
Yeah,
the front yard of the house.
It's at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That place. Super Tall. Shouts out Super Tall Paul. And his crew, the Jive Joint crew, they're there every year. And just I always end the night there. Like, Saturday night is the night where we finish at our stage, we shut everything down, I close up shop, I take off, go straight to the Grand Artique, kick it at Grand Artique to see whatever
the little wind down
dope fucking act is going on there. And then after it's done there, I go on over to the Jive Joint and I sit down and I kick it at the Jive Joint for a little bit. Aww. And then when it's time to go to sleep, I go back to camp and knock out, and then boom, Sunday.
So this is Bonnaroo, correct?
This is Lightning in a Bottle.
Oh, so I'm sold. So do you mean I don't have to get a plane ticket? Fly all the way to Tennessee to not see Dolly Parton?
Well, even if it was Bonnaroo, I'd be driving, which I'm going to Bonnaroo. I'm going. It's for my birthday. I'm going for my birthday.
Wait. Isn't your birthday like a couple days after mine?
My birthday is June 9th. Yours is
June 3rd?
Yeah.
Holy shit. J3.
You and Hike. Hey, you and Hike. Shout out to Hike.
Shout out to Hike, J3. Yo. So you're driving?
I'm probably going to drive.
Do you need a...
You want to go to Tennessee to this festival called Bonnaroo?
I don't know. A wise man just said that it'd be better to go to Lightning in a Bottle. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Go to Lightning.
Bye, Kylie.
Kylie, you're the best.
I love you, Kylie.
See you at Lightning. See you at Lightning in a Bottle. See, Kylie's going.
She's sold. Listen, kids. Listen.
It's going to be great, ladies and gentlemen.
Sponsored by this LIB.
This is DJ Brute, a.k.a. Leo Cardona, a man who works on the audio team at Lightning in a Bottle for some of the stages. And let me just tell you, if you want a great time with great people and great vibes, you want to go to Lightning in a Bottle.
Do you
this
like
Memorial Day weekend.
2020.
Yes, at the Buena Vista Recreation Area, just outside of Bakersfield. It's only an hour and a half away. I mean, come on. You don't have to go all the way to Tennessee, which we're still going, but LIB is just outside.
Let's do it.
Coachella is what, 3 hours away from here?
2 hours 45 minutes. I was actually just in Palm Springs last month. Yeah. Yeah, it's good times. Weather was nice.
Okay.
People are dicks.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's people. It's a thing.
So what have you,
Are we, well, what's the time right now? We're at like 51 minutes, 52?
We're at like probably, 53? We're probably at like 40 with what you're going to cut.
We're at 50, no. Oh, maybe. No, maybe we're like 50.
Okay.
Anyway.
So on that note, so what are you doing tomorrow? Are you going to church, Leo?
Bro.
How to grind his gears.
How dare you? Don't you bring that shit to my show. The Chit Show Podcast. And shit shows come together for your
I thought we were talking cheat. And I know how to break your balls and talk the cheat.
Fuck you.
I love you too.
You're such a great guy. So I mean, talking festivals, we got music. Let's talk music. Let's talk fucking musica.
What have you been listening to lately?
Bruh.
I mean, I just finished the that Mac Miller and that Marshall Mathers, two Caucasian rappers that are probably the best in the game right now, I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Juice WRLD, garbage. Who else?
What, you didn't like the track with Juice WRLD on Eminem's album? Okay.
Sorry, and that wasn't a fart track. That was me actually going.
Okay.
Yeah. Garbage. Let's see. The game is dead, man. It's white rappers are the best rappers in the game.
No, that's not true.
No, you're right.
Come on.
No, you're right. Wait, I just did a mental Rolodex.
Yeah, you gotta roll that back. You gotta roll that back. Okay, so
beep 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 boop beep beep boop beep boop boop. Gotta cut this.
So Eminem, Eminem came out with a new album, dropped it on everybody just suddenly. Boom.
What was it Music to Murder By?
Music to Be Murdered By. And he just dropped it. No warning.
No promotion.
Nothing. There was no promo.
Bullshit.
It was just all of a sudden, oh, hey, new album. and it was available everywhere. People love, for the most part, people love it. It's good.
I'm a fan. Like I've been a Marshall fan for a long time. And yeah, he has a lot of shitty albums, but when he comes correct, good Lord.
Yeah.
That track with Royce da 9-5 and Black Thought.
Royce da 5-9, Q-Tip, and Black Thought. Thought.
Like, that's lyrical genius right there. Like, those are the goats. Like, nobody can rap Black Thought under a table, and Marshall tries his best.
Yeah.
And it's impressive. It's impressive.
It's, I personally felt like this is the mark he wanted to hit with Revival. I think that's the one that, the controversial one that he put out, that where he says that, you know, he really put a lot into that, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. It meant something to him, and people said it was trash.
It was trash.
It was the one before Kamikaze.
Yeah, it was trash for those listening.
I listened to it. I didn't quite enjoy it. So it is what it is.
There's two tracks.
So, I feel like this, and then he released Kamikaze.
It was his revival.
And Kamikaze, I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Because it was angry, you know, like it was the Eminem I grew to know.
Old Mel.
Originally.
Yeah. Old Marshall.
Yeah. Like the first two albums. His first two major albums. And so Kamikaze, really enjoyed it. It was great. The features were great. How he got off, like what he addressed, he was his old self and he just freaking ripped it to pieces.
And surprise, a week ago.
And then we get another album. Don't get me wrong, this one's still good. Mm-hmm. Still good. But I personally like Kamikaze more. Not by much.
This one is a little bit, I guess, spacey. There's 20 tracks, dude. Like, you don't...
Is it 20?
It's 20 tracks. 20 tracks.
For real, for real?
For real, for real. 20 tracks. And there's some filler. There's some filler. And if I have to skip a track, it's not a complete album. Kamikaze, I can listen to from start to finish. False. But this one is better. I think I like this one better.
Okay.
The Lock It Up with Anderson .Paak. Or is it Pack or Pac?
Anderson .Paak.
Is it Pack or Pac or Peak?
It's Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Anderson .Paak. I like that better. He should change his name.
Anderson .Paak. Yeah. Anderson Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great show. Great fucking artist. But yeah, dude, Dr. Dre came back, produced the track. It had Anderson .Paak, Eminem at his verbal fisticuffs, his double entendres. What was the one that you showed me earlier?
Where he says...
it's something about
I've been
Target,
saving it. I've been saving at Kroger, so why would I give a shit about a Trader Joe for?
Wait, you gotta do that again.
Let me pull it up so I can. I gotta read it properly.
We have the technology.
Are you just gonna play it in the background, bro?
No, doc. I just want to hear that beat by Dr. Dre. Dr. Drizzy's back.
Okay, so on Lock It Up, which features Anderson .Paak, this
Peak.
Is from
Anderson .Paak is what we're calling.
This
him
is from
now.
Ambrosia for Heads.
Okay.
Eminem raps, trying to save at Kroger. So why would I give a fuck a backstabbing Trader Joe for?
Oof. And who is he referring to?
Joe Budden.
So, could you explain the double entendre for those that didn't catch that?
So, Kroger and Trader Joe's are both supermarket chains.
True.
Or supermarket, or markets.
True.
Okay? So, if he's trying to save at Kroger, why would he give a fuck about a backstabbing Trader Joe for? Trader Joe is in reference to also Joe Budden, who he considers a traitor for how he's handled the situation with Slaughterhouse and his falling out with Eminem.
This is the rap group, the collaboration.
Slaughterhouse, yes. Slaughterhouse is a super group that Eminem put together with Joe Budden, Joel Ortiz, King Crook, and Royce da 5-9.
Literally, like goats in the game. Literally. I think Joe Budden should be replaced. I don't even like saying the J word anymore. I'm going to call him Trader Joe's from now on. let's get Here's Black Thought. Let's get Black Thought. Or what's the kid from Chicago? Did kick push?
Do you do late?
Sorry. Lupe Fiasco.
Let's fuck Jay. Supposedly, fuck Trader Joe's. Let's get Lupe Fiasco.
Supposedly Lupe Fiasco said that he wants to be added to Slaughterhouse.
He is worthy. He is quite worthy.
Let's pull out this article. Here we go. Wants to be the next member of Slaughterhouse. From Ambrosia for Heads, nearly 2 years ago, Slaughterhouse disbanded. The moment became official when King Crooked, a.k.a. Crooked Eye, announced that he had withdrawn from the supergroup. Days later, Royce da 5'9 echoed Crook's point. The news came during a year where Joe Budden had proclaimed himself retired from music. Instead of Joe's primary focuses were his podcast, TV hosting, and reality television.
Yeah, that's the most basic bitch tangent to go in. Don't get me wrong. I love podcasting. I'm sitting here right now. He has a great podcast. But I don't think he had the mental fortitude to kick it with these kids. Like, he wasn't on their level.
So in the last week, Slaughterhouse has come back into the news on Eminem's surprise release, Music to be Murdered By. The Shady Records founder assembles the group he signed a decade ago, minus Joe Budden. On the album, Joel Ortiz, Royce, and Crooked are listed separately for I Will, embedded below. It marks the second formation of three quarters of the group following 2018's remix to Joel Ortiz and Apollo Brown's Timberland Up, featuring Nickel Nine. Joe Budden responds... Oh, yeah, hold on.
Well, it's like it's become like a super group. It's like the Wu-Tang or the Roots. The Roots has a... literally, I think Questlove called it a... It's like the Roots is a bus ride. Everybody can get on the bus and play the best music they want to hear. And sometimes people got to get off the bus on their stop.
So last weekend, Joe responded to the new song featuring his former bandmates. He claimed Eminem's verse does not include a diss and reacted to another undeniable jab from his former employer. In the midst of all this chatter, a respected peer has stepped up and thrown his hat in the ring to take Budden's spot.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let's get ready to rumble! This week, Lupe Fiasco tweeted, "Yo, Joe Budden, let me get your Slaughterhouse spot. It comes with some interesting history from the Chicago, Illinois MC. In 2018, Fiasco shared a video of comedian actor Chris D'Elia mocking Eminem's rapping delivery as of late.
Hilarious music video, by the way.
It was pretty fucking funny. Later, Lou explained, I posted up that video of the comedian mimicking Eminem's rap style because I thought it was funny, and actually most rappers actually rap like that when they are writing to catch a flow and get a melody.
I'm in a camel. The fourth Porsche. I'm in a Porsche. Driving a horse.
In a fourth horse. I like M and most other rappers. I want no smoke, but if I did, I would destroy them all, especially Joe Budden and M too. That was a while ago, I think. That was years ago. Okay, so he's gone on record with his admiration for Slaughterhouse, sharing his praise with The Breakfast Club in an interview in 2012. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there was that. That's happened. He's just like, yo, let me in the Slaughterhouse. I don't know how I feel about that, honestly.
Dude, I mean, look, Lupe is a lyrical genius. He's got his stripes. He's done his work. If he's co-signed by Pharrell, he's co-signed by Bun B. He's co-signed by, he's like a Kanye protege that did it better than Kanye.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I kind of like, if they continue the Slaughterhouse project, I kind of like it with just Joel, King, Crooked, and Royce. And then have M jump in from time to time. But M's not technically in Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, he is.
No, I don't think he is.
He created it.
No, he created it, but that doesn't mean he's in Slaughterhouse.
So it's like G-Unit.
P. Diddy wasn't in fucking Danity Kane, but he created them.
No, but P. Diddy was in... what was his super group? Fuck.
No, he wasn't.
Diddy Sorry, was
not
fat
in,
check.
Diddy
fat
was
check.
Not in any groups.
False.
What groups was Diddy in? Diddy was not in any groups.
1 second.
Diddy created groups.
I have the googlies. It wasn't Diddy, by the way. It was Puff.
It wasn't Puffy
Daddy.
Either.
Puff Daddy. Using the Googles.
P. Diddy.
Puff Daddy.
Diddy. Daddy. Done.
Puff Daddy.
Dylan, Dylan.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't. I think you're wrong on that, buddy. Sorry. But it's. You were seeing if Puffy was in any supergroups or in any groups, and he wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
He was in 112.
It was Lox. Lox was in this group.
He was
it
not was in the Lox.
It was no. This is
you're talking about Harlem
group.
World.
Yeah, no. That was Mace. Mace's album.
You're tripping, bro.
When I'm wrong, I will admit when I'm wrong.
The Hitmen.
It came out.
Boom. You ain't found shit.
One
that was your Jeopardy theme.
That's the night. Yeah, it was No Way Out. No, there it is. Yeah.
No Way Out.
Puff Daddy and the Family. Boom. Boom. It was the Lox. It was Mace. It was Lil' Kim. I have the evidence.
But that was just the label.
No. The label.
The Lox.
The label was Bad Boy.
Lil' Kim, Lil' C's.
The album was Puff Daddy and the Fam, which was his super group.
Did they have any more albums together? Did Puff Daddy and the Family have any more albums?
They had one.
Is it Puff Daddy and the name of the album is Puff Daddy and the Family? What was the name of the album? What was the name of the album, Digby?
The Family.
Boom.
Which is the name of the supergroup.
Okay.
Including Puff Daddy.
That was just an album named The Family that represents all the people who were in his crew at the time.
What do you think a supergroup is?
But they didn't release any other albums.
What do you think a supergroup is?
They didn't release any other albums, though.
Wait, how many albums did...
The album was just named The Family. That wasn't the name of the supergroup.
It's a supergroup.
No, that's a lie.
Oh.
Show me the page. Show me the page that says...
Photographic.
Let me see.
Photographic evidence.
Let me see.
Look at the, look at the album cover. Leo's looking at the album cover. Look at the album cover.
No Way Out. Puff Daddy and the Family.
Yes. Yes. This is literally P. Diddy's supergroup. Yeah, Doc. This is real life.
They did have another one.
It's like when, remember when
you told me they didn't have another one.
Wait, there's another one?
Wait, no. This isn't Puff Daddy and the Family. This is Puff Daddy.
Yeah, yeah. But there is a supergroup. There is a supergroup. With the Lox, fucking Lil' Kim was on that bitch. They use Biggie samples. And that's what Eminem is doing. It's a supergroup. It's like the greatest, like it's like a current Mount Rushmore. We'll say.
See, when you tap on the Family, it goes to the Bad Boy Records thing.
Well, don't tap that. Go back to where I was right.
Well, I'm just trying.
Well. We can cut all this too, by the way.
I don't see shit on there. I don't. I agree to disagree.
Oh, hey, you did. 60% of the time it works.
Every time. But anyway.
On another tangent.
Music. We're listening to music. Eminem. I really enjoyed it. Here's the thing. I personally like. There was a lot of chatter going on, and people can't help their fucking selves. This is where I go on a rant. People can't help their fucking selves, and they have to compare apples to oranges. And of course, people were going, "Oh yeah, I listened to Eminem's album, or I listened to Mac Miller's album, and Mac Miller's album was better." Okay. Now.
That's not how music works, huh?
And first, and on top of that, they're not even in the same ballpark. Like, it's completely different, like, styles and whatnot.
I love Mac Miller, but one's emo rap, one's, like, murder rap.
Well, yeah, it's completely different, and Mac Miller is not in the same realm as Eminem. And Eminem is just a completely different rapper and much more skilled.
Definitely just more skilled,
You know? So to try to compare the two, whatever. But still, there's no way that Mac Miller's album was better than Eminem's. The features, okay, this Mac Miller's newest album sounded like a bunch of B-sides.
But they were produced by John Bryan, like one of the greatest producers of all time.
Great.
He did College Dropout, or no, sorry, he did Graduation. He did all of Fiona Apple's albums.
Fantastic.
Great producer.
I'm not, and I enjoyed Circles. It's a good album.
But
it doesn't measure up to Swimming, in my opinion.
Well, that's the same thing. I mean, well, Tupac's post, what is it, posthumous? Like, after you die, they came out with the albums. What's it called?
It's post, they're posthumous releases.
Posthumous. Yeah. They're not always as good.
Yeah. But people, I don't know. It's just bugs me because people were, like, talking mad shit. I understand having a different opinion. But people would, like, oh, the Eminem album's trash. Here's why. In multiple posts on the internet. And it's like, you guys don't have anything better to do?
This, y'all still posting on the internet?
People still posting on the internet, bro.
Dog, what are they using, the like the books of faces? Or?
And I'm like, they're not the same. They're not even in the same league. Like, let Mac's album be Mac's album and let Eminem's album be Eminem's album. Why mention or compare the two?
Exactly. It's like comparing Led Zeppelin to the Beatles. Like, come on. They're in their own lanes.
So, and then, people go on. I'm like, okay. So then if you want to fucking, you want to have this talk, let's have this talk. In so many realms, Eminem's album is just better because he's a better MC.
True.
He's a legend.
True.
He, like, I heard somebody say, and actually it was Rory from the Joe Budden podcast, that he thinks
Fuck
that
Rory.
He thinks the reason why Eminem's fast rapping is because he's bored. He's one of the greatest fucking MCs out there. He's done it all. He's said it all. How is he going to keep himself entertained still in this? Because, you know, it's still got to be fun for you if you want to be a rapper. You still love it somehow.
At this point, it's verbal fisticuffs for us.
Yeah.
And this is the only way that he can, like, sharpen his sword.
So he challenges himself.
Yeah. And I do appreciate constructive criticism. It's very important.
It sucks.
Man. I'm going to... Look, if you can't talk shit about the best things, it's not the best things. Like, Eminem sharpens his sword every single freaking day for the people that talk shit about him.
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody talks shit about him, he'd be a lazy rapper.
Yeah.
He'd turn into fucking Lil Wayne. And just drink Perminth all day.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Lil Wayne had to get the... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I'm sorry. Young Weezy, F Baby, was one of the GOATs. Like, he was on the fucking pedestal for, like, Mount Rushmore of hip-hop lyricism. And then he got lazy.
He fell from grace.
Oh, no. He drank some grace. He drank some grace.
He drank a little too much grace.
Grace. You know, he drank some grapes, and it was purple drink.
Hey, there's one. So, yeah, Eminem's album, really enjoyed it. It's really good. Yes, I enjoy Kamikaze more, but that's not to say that it's not good. It's great. It's fantastic. Darkness, holy shit. Just a lot of them. A lot of the fucking lines in there. A lot of the... Man, I mean, he's the greatest MC for a reason. And it's dope. Just like the living double entendres, this triple entendres.
Living MC.
The features are awesome. Everybody that's on it, Slaughterhouse is on it, fucking Black Thought's on it, Q-Tip's on it. All types of people are on it, and it's just great. And there's just a perfect amount of originals of just him. Like, it's just him. A lot of songs are just
bars.
Him.
Yep.
And it's great.
And the repeatability is kind of important. Like, I didn't...
Sorry. My apologies. Bless you. But yeah, the replay value?
Yeah. I didn't even realize some of the lines that I missed.
Yeah.
And on the second listen, I'm like, oh, shit, he said that. He said that.
Yep.
Okay, so while we're on the... We're talking rap. We're talking the hippity hops.
Yes.
Let me get a top three real quick.
Of what?
All time. GOATs. Lyricist.
Number one, Eminem.
False. Okay, no. I'll wait for my constructive criticism. Go.
Number one, Eminem. Number two, Black Thought.
That's my number two, you bitch. Sorry.
Number three, Royce da 5'9".
Big Pun, number one.
Okay.
Lauryn Hill, number two. Marshall Mathers, number three.
Oh, really?
Yeah, coming at you with some curveballs, bro. Coming okay. Here's some curveballs. And do you want to, I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Big pun. Black Thought's 4, for sure. And I think Nas is 5. If I'm going to go like just pure lyricism. Like, I'm a poet at heart. And nobody can fuck with Big Pun.
This
dead in the middle of Little Italy. Little did we know that we riddled to middlemen who didn't do diddly. That's on some Shakespeare shit. That's Shakespeare.
Rest in peace to Big Pun.
Yeah. And then number two, I will go Lauren. Lauren Hill.
Big Pun, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lauren Hill. For obviously, The Miseducation of Lauren Hill is one of the greatest hip hop albums of all time. But her line on the Fugees album, and while y'all imitating Al Capone, I'll be Nina Simone defecating on your microphone.
Still not a player, but you still a hater. Da, 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 da. Where my horn, Jack? Where my horn?
Da, da.
Da,
da, da, da, da.
That's right.
Da, 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 da.
This is my one of my favorite Big Pun tracks.
We came up, we're gonna have
it. Yeah.
No one uses the AB.
Nope.
It's poetry, dog. Like, when you think about hip hop, it's literally poetry. And if you, but don't get me wrong, Gucci Mane is one of my favorite rappers of all time. Of all time. But he's not a poet.
Thug nigga till I'm gone. Way to Bronx, I'm flipping. Five boroughs thoroughly rapping. Let's unite the city and step to the world as a weapon. Cause everybody's checking for pun, second to none. Cause Latin's going platinum was destined to come. The inevitable, heavily better than whatever you do. We eligible to
get
incredibly credible for the revenue. We getting you open. Lyrical dope in these breaths that I'm potent. Like an injectional dose and it never quits.
You should put the lyrics on while we're watching this. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to me.
But yes, fucking Big Pun, man. Big Pun is dope. Shit, but Big Pun's your number one, huh?
Number one. I mean, if we're talking actual lyricism, like writing, yeah. Who's my favorite rapper? Tupac. Is he the best
lyricist?
No.
Yeah.
Is he the most passionate? Did he give the most fucks? Yes.
Okay.
Who's your least favorite rapper?
Blueface.
False. I just got you tickets to that yesterday.
That was Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, wait. Yeah. He just got released.
That
bad.
Is my second worst. It's the second least favorite rapper.
Oh, no. He loves it.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, I just got double time.
Hey, you got I did both at the same time. Man. Hey, so yeah, that there's so checked out the Eminem album, checked out the Mac Miller album.
You check out any movies recently?
No, nope, nothing.
Not watching the moving pictures.
Nope.
Not even for like Christmas. Like you didn't watch any.
Nope.
You didn't watch like Home Alone, Home Alone 2.
Nope.
What do you do at home?
I usually watch Community over and over again, or I watch The Office as the Office Ladies podcast releases episodes, or I watch...
Oh, the one with Pam and the little blonde bitch.
Yeah, and yeah. Angela Kinsey.
Angela. Sorry, I didn't mean to call her a bitch, but...
It's Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. Yeah.
She's a bitch, though.
In the show she is, yes.
Yes, in the show.
I want to get into some fucking movies that are going to be coming out. And how your thoughts and your feelings on glittery vampires as Batman.
Wait, what do you mean glittery vampire?
Glitter bat, bro.
Oh, the what is it? Rob Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson as the Batman.
Well, I've been lucky enough to have never seen any of the glitter bat movies. What's that shit called? Twilights. Never seen one. So I'm coming in with a clear slate.
Okay.
The cast is looking pretty phenomenal. And okay. He can't do worse than fucking Val Kilmer or fucking George Clooney. Like, and he has a chin. Like, look, he has a fucking chin. And that's all it takes to be Batman. Can you brood?
Okay.
Oh, and then, yeah, Colin fucking Farrell is the Riddler.
No, he's the Penguin.
Okay, you're right this time.
Well, let's look at the cast. Let's look at the cast.
Oh, can we talk about freaking Zoe Kravitz's daughter?
So Robert Pattinson is Batman, Colin Farrell is Penguin.
Yep.
Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman. Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon.
Black Commissioner Gordon.
Paul Dano as Riddler.
That's who it is.
Andy Serkis is Alfred Pennyworth.
And John Turturro as Carmine Falcone.
That's
Falcone. Genius casting, dude. It's genius casting. I'm really actually looking forward to this. Again, I never saw any of the glitter bats.
You haven't seen any of the vampire movies?
Nah, dog. I'm a call me old school, but no, that's not my cup of tea. And then who's directing? Matt Reeves is directing it. The guy who did the Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
it's gonna be a good movie, man.
I'm going in with an open mind. I always go in with an open mind. I went in with an open mind, even though with like with fucking the Joker and Harley Quinn and Suicide Squad. I went in with an open mind, but even though that looked like it was doomed from the beginning and from the getting the details early on and seeing how he was going to look and shit,
that
I
was like,
this is going to be terrible. And it was.
It was. It was bombs over Baghdad. It was very, very.
And I'm not really that excited for Birds of Prey.
Not going to see it in theaters. I will not give them my money anymore. I won't. I will see Wonder Woman 84, though.
I will as well.
And I don't like trailers. I don't watch trailers. But that one. And then what's her name? Kristen Stewart? It's Cheetah, like Wonder Woman's villain.
Oh, I don't know.
Kristen Stewart, yeah, from Bridesmaids. Yeah, she's playing Cheetah. Huh. Yeah, dude.
Well, shit. I'm excited for that. That's going to be dope. And, of course, the Marvel movies that are coming out. We got Eternals and Black Widow. That's going to be great. I'm just excited for where the future of the MCU is going to go. I'm really ready to hear it.
Is this phase four? Or
we're in
phase
four. I think we're in four.
So now we're bringing into Fantastic Four. We have the rights to the...
They have pretty much everything. Rights to everything, not completely Spider-Man. But, like, they have the Punisher. They have Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones.
Fantastic Four,
Doctor Doom.
X-Men now.
X-Men. Yeah.
And did you hear, what is it, Patrick Stewart's not going to play Professor X ever again because of his role in Logan?
Yes. Wait, what?
Remember what happened in Logan?
Yeah.
Spoilers. .. Spoilers.
Oh, he dies in
Yeah, he gets murked by evil Wolverine. So, yeah, he was like, because of the story arc, he's done. And he's the best Professor X. He's who would you cast as Wolverine now that Heath Ledger is dead? Wait, too soon?
What?
Too soon?
What?
Too soon?
You. I don't know. That's a hard one. I've seen people like give out some suggestions and throw some ideas out.
Danny DeVito.
So I just start blasting, right?
Shink, shink.
Holy shit. No, man, I don't know. That one's a tough one. But I hope, you know, I hope whatever comes of it is great. I'm sure they're not going to do it wrong. They can't.
Yeah, what is it? Fucking... The head of Marvel Studios,
Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige, and dude, they got John Favreau, bro. Like
John Favreau's killing it, man.
Bro, like Mandalorian, fucking Iron Man 1. Didn't see that new Lion King, but it made a lot of money.
he's murking it out here.
Speaking,
okay. No, you go ahead. I didn't have a thought.
Sorry, I was thinking about fictional characters, and I had a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. So there's an angel and a demon on your shoulder, and they've got to be fictional characters. Who is the angel on your right shoulder? Who is the devil on your left shoulder?
Okay, the devil on my left shoulder is the demon that Tenacious D comes across in their battle from Tribute.
This is just a tribute. Oh, that's Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Dave Grohl dressed in red face.
Dave Grohl demon. Devil. That's the devil on my shoulder.
That's pretty good. God damn it.
Which one's yours?
I'm gonna do it, dude. Ron Burgundy, bro. Like Ron Burgundy. Like I love scotch. Scotch, scotch, scotch. Here goes down in my belly.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
I mean, it's just an epit like it. It's me, but at my worst.
Okay.
And I try to not be Ron Burgundy, but in the end, I know. I'm Ron Burgundy.
You're Ron Burgundy. Which one's your angel?
Oof. That's a little tougher. Either Larry David or Genie from Aladdin. Oh, wait. Larry David is an actual human being. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Genie. Genie from Aladdin. 100. Okay. Look, he took a street rat from the hood, which I relate to, and made him a fucking king of Agrabah. Like, be yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Robin Williams had to get the gab. He was a decent human being. He, like, told his friends when they were shitty. And that's what friends are for. You suck, Leo.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Fucking asshole. What the hell's wrong with you? Shit, angel.
Okay, so what's your angel, dude?
Angel. This one's a hard one.
That is what she said.
Hey.
Wah, oh.
No, fuck that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
What's that one? Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. Shit, I can't really think of one. Libre.
Okay, wait. So who epitomizes...
See, for me, like we had talked about this earlier, and for me, I would pick Jack Black, but he's a real person. So the closest thing to Jack Black that I can get to that would be like an angel that would steer me correctly would be Nacho Libre.
Nacho!
He is a man of the Lord, but he is also a rebel. And a fighter.
And
get that going out of my face! Anyway.
Yeah, that's his angel.
That's the angel.
That's pretty good, dude. That's a pretty good epitome. It's the epitome of us.
Hey, the black and the bean.
The black and the bean. The black and
for those
the
of you
bean,
that don't know, if Digby bean. And I were to have a TV show, a sitcom, bean. It'd be called The Black and the Bean.
And this is episode 17,345.
And we've been recording this these episodes and living this TV show since 2009. Yeah.
11 years, 28 episodes a year. It's been long. I don't think the math adds up, but
man. It's been an amazing time being your friend.
Hey, man. I said at the start, I'll say it again. You pissed me off the least, and I don't like people.
Well, shit, man. I'm happy to have you on the show, dude. Thank you for being on here.
The pleasure was mine. Excuse the slurs.
No, that's okay.
I'm gonna cheers you right now, for the people, the listeners. World peace and titties and booties.
Hey! That was Christian Digby, ladies and gentlemen.
He doesn't even know my name.
Clayton Bigsby.
First episode of Chappelle. Look it up.
So.
And why they asked why he divorced his wife? Because she was a nigga lover.
Oh, Digby. Well, we're going to have you back on the show for sure. of course.
Down.
We'll talk more as the year progresses. More music gets released. More things come out. And we can rant and gab about whatever the fuck else happens in this world.
Dude, thank you for inviting me. This has been a blast.
Thanks again, bro.
You're the realest nigga I know.
I appreciate you. Yeah. You're my brother. Yeah.
You're my boy, Blue.
Oh, you. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support the show, you want to support me, go ahead and go head on to Spotify, head on to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, TuneIn, all that stuff. Look for the Chit Show Podcast. Follow. And also follow me on Instagram at DJBruteLC. You can also check out my website at www.djbrute.com. Got all my social media links, all my DJ mixes, all my show dates, and more info on me. Social media links, all that stuff. And then, of course, support baseball and entertainment. We're throwing shows out there in Lancaster, Palmdale, Antelope Valley. We're rocking all over the damn place. And we do our Flashback Friday events every first Friday of the month. And I'll be rocking it, throwing all the old school jams down. You're the best. Thank you to Chris. You're my man.
Love you, brother.
And make sure you take care of yourself. Peace and love. Until next time.
Have fun. Be safe. Make good choices.